four Democratic members of Congress, all women of color, contending they had demeaned the United States, Israel, and the presidency. "When will the radical left congresswomen apologize," he tweeted, "for the foul language they have used and the terrible things they've said?" Trump's latest comments came a day after he drew sharp criticism for a series of tweets, condemned by some as racist and xenophobic, in which he suggested the lawmakers go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came. Only one of the representatives he targeted is an immigrant and a naturalized citizen. The others were born in the United States. Nationwide raids aimed at rounding up 2,000 immigrants in the country illegally for possible deportation got off to a low-key, almost invisible start Sunday. And fears among immigrant communities in big cities of black-helmeted agents kicking down doors and shouting orders did not materialize. However, the Trump administration has dramatically ramped up efforts to keep fewer migrants from crossing the southern border. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The administration is moving to end asylum protections for most Central American migrants. A new rule expected to go into effect tomorrow says any asylum seekers who first pass through another country will be ineligible for asylum in the U.S., though there will be exceptions, such as for migrants who've been trafficked. Current law says refugees can request asylum here regardless of how they arrive, also with exceptions. The administration's new policy will almost certainly face legal challenges, as have its earlier bids to send asylum seekers back over the border and keep some detained while their cases play out. Sagar Magani at the White House.
This is VOA News. Anti-government protesters who fought running battles with police inside a Hong Kong shopping center were rioters, the city's pro-Beijing leader Carrie Lam said Monday, adding that she supported the actions of the police force. Police used batons and pepper spray to disperse thousands of protesters who again took to the streets of a Hong Kong suburb on Sunday to demand the complete withdrawal of a bill that would allow extraditions to mainland China, as well as Lam's resignation. The protest in Sha Tin was peaceful through most of the day, but scuffles broke out between police and demonstrators as the day came to an end. Iran threatened Monday to revert its nuclear development program to pre-2015 levels before it agreed to restraints under an international accord if the signatory countries fail to help its economy. The international pact called for sanctions relief for Tehran as it agreed to curbs on its nuclear program. But Donald Trump withdrew from the accord last year and reimposed tough punitive measures against the Islamic Republic. Tehran contends that Europe has not done enough to help it overcome the economic effects of the U.S. sanctions. Iran's foreign ministry said it would stay committed to the accord at the same level as the other signatories stay committed to it. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said the deal isn't dead yet and that while the opportunity to find a resolution to the current crisis surrounding the agreement is closing, it is still possible to keep it alive. That will be on the agenda at the upcoming EU foreign ministers meeting in Brussels. Two leading UN agencies report nearly 20 million children worldwide, more than 1 in 10, were not vaccinated against killer diseases such as measles, diphtheria, and tetanus in 2018. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Global life-saving vaccine coverage remains at 86%. This is high, but the World Health Organization says it is not high enough. It says 95% coverage is needed to protect against outbreaks of vaccine-preventable diseases. The worldwide measles outbreak is the most alarming example of what can happen when vaccine coverage falls below 95%. Most unvaccinated children live in the poorest countries, especially in fragile or conflict-affected states. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
One of those conflict-affected states is Democratic Republic of Congo, where health ministry officials said Monday two community health workers engaged in Ebola prevention were killed in the eastern North Kivu province. And they confirmed the first case of Ebola in Goma, a city of more than 2 million people along the Rwandan border. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
Voice of OAA 1, the voice of America. VOA 1.